This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm just going to come right out and say it, all right? 600-560. That's me and the SAT back in the day. On the 1600 scale, I will say in my defense, the Scholastic Aptitude Test is where we begin today and the changes to it that were announced by the College Board, one of which is the lowering of the top score from 2400 to 1600. About 1.5 million students took the SAT last year. Nothing to sneeze at, to be sure, but not as many as who sat for the ACT. And with more and more colleges deciding not to require the SAT as they make their admissions decisions, well, the situation had overhaul written all over it. From the Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Let's start with some vocabulary. Sagacious? No? How about prevaricator? The new test will do away with obscure SAT words and focus on words like synthesis and empirical, words that students might actually use someday.
Everything students encounter on the exam should be widely applicable to their work in college and career settings.
That's David Coleman, president of the College Board, speaking in Austin today. The revamped test is designed to measure skills like critical thinking and analysis that students will need in college and jobs. Coleman took on another big criticism, that the SAT favors students whose families can afford expensive classes and tutoring. In a blow to that multi-billion-dollar industry, the College Board is teaming up with Khan Academy to offer free online test prep.
We need to get rid of completely the sense of mystery and dismantle the advantages that people perceive in using costly test preparation.
But Judith Hingle, a college and career specialist at Fairfax County Public Schools in Virginia, says free help is already out there and not enough students use it.
It takes a pretty dedicated student to put their full effort into it without anybody there to kind of prompt them on.
Hingle says in many ways the new test is more like the increasingly popular ACT. No more penalties for wrong answers, for example, just points for right ones. But Robert Schaefer with Fair Test says both have their limitations.
It's very hard to make a single, one-shot, multiple-choice test a better measure than it is right now.
The College Board's Coleman agreed, saying the redesign comes with a warning that the SAT and exams like it should, quote, never be used alone to make decisions about a person's life and future. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
You want to test your skills defining some SAT words? There's a vocabulary quiz on our website, marketplace.org. Also, rap songs with SAT words in them, which I'm going to check out.